Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to do a bit of an update cast, talk about what's happening in my life, where am I struggling, where am I learning, where am I tripping over and getting back up, and what's just happening. These are a bit random, they're a bit all over the place, but usually there's a few tidbits of gold hidden between everything, so let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this update cast. So I'm going to kind of share a bit of everything, everywhere, all at once. If you haven't seen that movie, it is like the life of a neurodiverse brain. It just like had a movie child. It's so intense. There's a raccoon. If you've seen it, you know what I mean. It's a very interesting movie. But, you know, when I do these kind of reflections in an update cast about what's been happening in my life, what's working, what's not, it's a great time just to look back and see how much I have achieved and to also look at the things I'm just repeating, the patterns that are just repeating, you know, the walls I keep running into over and over again. You know, I think as you get older, you sometimes change the style of wall, but then you still run into the same wall. You know, the barriers, the beliefs, the different things that are set up in your head, you just notice them, right? And it doesn't mean that you can always get over them easily, but you get clearer at the patterns that repeat. And one of the big things that I come back to this probably 2, 3, 4 times a year, but it's all around balance. And, you know, I'm a great believer that the way my mind works is I'll put a heap of effort into one part of my life, and then I'll put a heap of effort into another part of my life, and then a heap of effort into another part of my life. And over time, I set up some routines that work for my mind that kind of help me, you know, have a bit more so-called balance. But I'm much more likely to hyper-focus on something heavily and then move and switch. And I think, you know, I can sometimes be hard on myself because of that trait, because I think for so many years, like many of us have been told, it's all about work-life balance, or it's all about balance in your health, or it's all about balance. There's just like someone out there selling this word balance a lot. They must be like standing on a beam or on a fence, just like not falling off or something. Where I feel like, you know, I bounce around left, right, and center. Some days I feel, oh, I feel really good in this part. Other days I feel like, oh, that I sucked at that part. And, you know, I try so hard to find this place of just complete acceptance of how my brain works. But I'm going to be honest, it's tough. There are some days where I'm like, brain, just do what I tell you. Just kind of just play the ball, you know. And I'm listening to this guy, Alex Hormozi, who's an entrepreneur, and really loving what he's saying because it really sits in with the way I teach. And it's all about zooming out of your life. When you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling like too much on to balance, like how can you balance if you're being squashed? And, you know, he talks about zooming out and going, hey, if you zoomed out and you're sitting on Mars and you've got your, you know, you've got your telescope, you know, does the problem you're dealing with, does it matter in the grand scheme of it? And honestly, when I learned to do that, and I do this so regularly, it is a game changer for giving yourself, you know, or beating yourself up, because you realize how little stuff matters, you know, in the grand scheme of life. And he goes even more deep and says, you know, if he's having a fight with someone, or if he's having an issue, you know, or someone gives him advice that is unsolicited. You know how many people in our lives like to give unsolicited advice or point things out that you should do because they're experts, usually with their own lives in a tatters, right? He talks about saying to himself, will this person be at my funeral? And he said 99 times out of 100, they won't. You know, it's like, so he's like, why do I care what these people think? You know, and again, all of these kind of rules, you know, of successful people around us, have learned, you know, that have learned to manage the way their brains work, you know, these little rules make a massive difference. If you care less about what other people think and more about what you think, your life gets better, right? You don't beat yourself up as much and you go forward. But I think one of the things I've realized for this update cast is, you know, we just so hope, and I'm as hopeful as anyone, there's like a pill out there that just makes it all easier rather than having to repeat some of these tools. Like the zoom out tool, you know, zooming out to another planet, I love that tool, but I have to keep using it. You know, the thinking, will this person be at my funeral? You know, great tool, really does work. It helps you realize you don't really need to care what those people are thinking. You know, the three fingers pointing back at me, one finger pointing at you tool that I talk about in other podcasts. Again, great tool, great reminder that most people are just talking about their own problems, not about you. You know, and these things really do work, and they do embed over time. But you still have to grab these tools out of the toolkit. And, you know, I think there's a part of me that would just love a get sorted quick button. Because it's tiring, right? It's tiring managing our minds. It's like a full-time job managing what happens. And, you know, I'm just getting to that point. You know, I don't know, I'm 30. I'm trying to think how old I am. Someone listened to the podcast the other day and said I lied about my age. And I laughed and I said, I'd have to remember how old I was to lie about it. But I'm 38 at the moment. That is double checked. And I think as you get older, you start to have a thicker skin. You start to naturally just go, why would I care what you think? You know, it's my choice what I listen to, what I believe. Does that kind of make sense? And I think the earlier you can pick that up in life, the earlier you can train that into kids to make them realize that nothing, other people's opinions really don't matter. You know, it's a game changer. It's such a game changer. The other thing I've been doing recently that I quite enjoyed was I went out to quite a big one-day event. It was for a property real estate kind of conference. I was helping from a work point of view. I know the guys running it. And it was a great example of just how easy it is to forget what you enjoy doing. I don't know if this was COVID. I don't know if it's just how life goes and we all get busy and organizing stuff is tough. I'm not sure about you guys, but do you have friends where you may only see them once every 6 to 12 months just because you're terrible at planning and they just live a little bit too far away and it's so ad hoc. But when you get together, it's like you've been chatting every day all your life because you just can talk and talk and talk. I found that with a lot of neurodiverse friends. It's kind of like there is no time lapse between the times where you catch up. It's just kind of like bang, straight back into it. And that's why I love having neurodiverse friends, because they're exactly the same way in how they operate, which I find really, really valuable. The other thing, the third and final thing I want to talk about in this update cast is with health. So I'm chipping away at my big goals for the year. I really just want my energy back, to feel fitter, to feel stronger. But I want to do it in a way that doesn't feel like, you know, painful, you know, hard, challenging, you know, challenging is probably the wrong word. I don't mind a challenge, but not like I'm being forced to do something because I have to. Because I'm not sure if you're like me, but the minute you force me to do something, you know, don't do it. It's a waste of time. You're literally going to have a small child giving a tantrum, whether it looks like that on the outside or just in my inside, I will fight. So this year, it's all been about really letting the flow happen. I've been doing some intuitive eating, etc. And my next kind of stage is I'm going to focus on having a certain amount of protein each day. And I've really been sitting there and going, okay, what could I do? Like, I don't want to get into the watching the scales kind of process. I don't believe in it. I think it's foolish. I think it's been proven a million times that scale is your worst enemy, because it just lies to you. It doesn't pick up between muscle, weight. And I know there's all these fandangled ones that try and do that now. But the grand scheme of it, the best way to understand your fitness, in my opinion, is look in the mirror, because it'll tell you a lot more than just, you know, just how much you weigh, right? So that's kind of my opinion. But as I'm going forward, I still want to be tracking something. I still want to be moving forward. I want to be increasing my awareness. And one thing I was thinking about is like I could go deep into calories. But I've done that in the past and it just bores me. It's just a boring routine for me, if I'm honest. And so what I've decided is to set myself a goal protein amount. And I said to myself, you don't have to worry about anything else. There's no calories, there's no nothing. But you need to be hitting a certain protein amount. And the reason for this is if I'm focusing on just one singular thing, naturally, if I'm eating more protein and carbs or I'm focusing on it, my carbs will likely reduce naturally. Also with protein, what I personally find is because it fills me up more, you know, hey, I probably will naturally go in the right direction. But what I've tried to do around it is I've set that one singular constraint in what I'm focusing on. So the old me would have, come up with 100 different things I had to watch for. Had to have a certain amount of vitamin C or, you know, just an example, a certain amount of calories and all this other stuff. I'd have made it super complex. I would have dove into it and gone hard out for 2 weeks. I would have hit every target, would have been great. I would completely burn out my energy reserve to do it. And I'd have given up within 2 to 3 weeks, let's say. Let's give me the benefit of the doubt. That was my old pattern. And many of us have similar patterns. It doesn't always have to be health, could be other things, where we go so head first and with energy and we burn out really quickly. It's like all of our energy is at the front and then it's gone by the end. So what I'm trying to do this time is go, hey, 100. So for me, if it's 125 grams I'm focusing on, I'm going to do it over a 2 to 3 month period. I'm not going to be hard on myself if I don't hit it. I've just got to be aware of it and be leaning into it. So learning what proteins and more things. I've got a little simple app that I've decided to use. And I'm just going to enjoy the flow. If I miss it a day, I don't care. If I overdo it another day, I don't care. It's more about the process of getting into that routine and getting my brain connected with that setting and that one singular constraint. Because, you know, all I know is that over the years, if I go hard into a result and focus on it too hard, I just burn out and don't care about it after a while. But I can pull in a constraint like this, which is simple, easy. It's not hard for me to work out, which will make me succeed better. And this works in all parts of our lives, guys. So if you've got a thing you're trying to actually achieve, you know, instead of intensity, consider consistency. How can you go consistency over intensity? It's been working for me really well this year, and I'm, you know, just continuing down that path. I'm like all of you, I'd love to push the turbocharge button and just speed up my life by 10 times. Just be funner, right? You wouldn't have to do all the boring bits. But yeah, well, that's kind of the update cast. That's kind of where I'm at. Bunch of interesting stuff floating through my mind. Now, if you've got any really good questions, I'm really enjoying receiving them through Anchor or Spotify, whatever they call it these days. So please fire them through. I do read them. I do listen, and hope you all have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday.